Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I think it's great. Malachi, actually this past week, he just told me and Kyle he appreciated us for being, vets. And so that kind of meant a lot to me. When I was a rookie, B. Carr and Eric Weddle and Tony Jefferson, those are guys I really looked up to, not only as players, but just as men. So it was great to celebrate some plays, that we were getting. And I think turnovers have been key. I think we spoke on that in the offseason. It's hard to win games if you don't turn the ball over. So when you do turn the ball over, your chances are so much higher. And I think that's been the biggest difference the past couple weeks.
Getting those turnovers are huge. And they're not only taking away points for them, but putting our offense in a better position rather than them punting and down on the ball inside the five. Now we have the ball plus territory, whatever it may be. And, it's dope to see everybody getting involved.
So you heard Marlon Humphrey and Kyle Hamilton talking about turnovers. The Ravens back-to-back games with three turnovers and then eight in the last four games after not creating many turnovers at all in the weeks preceding. By the way, Ravens on the practice field, no Lamar Jackson, Justice Hill, Jay Higgins, Marlon Humphrey, or Rashad Bateman. We'll find out more when Harb speaks in a little bit. But are turnovers contagious? Is this something they can keep rolling?
I think they are. I think as much as we see this be a thing where there can be droughts, seemingly endless droughts of what happened to the turnovers, I do think when they start to occur, they tend to happen in bunches. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know why it necessarily is, but it's often the case, and it's been the case for these guys, and we're seeing different people get involved, and that's huge. And I mean, you can't tell me that when people see it show up on film and when it's being reinforced to them in real time, because not from 3 years ago under McDonald, but it's happening now, then you can't tell me that that doesn't get in a young defensive back's mind while he's racing down the field like a gunner and punching a ball to somebody's hands on special teams. Like, you can't tell me it's not a little bit infectious, because it's just, we've seen it too much over the years to say it's not. Now, then it can be gone.
Yeah.
And it's fleeting. I mean, the whatever Marlon, the peanut punch, his variation of that, the fruit punch.
Fruit punch.
I mean, that was a thing for
1 year.
And then
yeah.
But you couldn't tell me that while it was going on any given week, we weren't like, well, Marlon might pop a ball loose.
Oh, yeah.
I think, look, if you're looking at this defense right now and you're going to tell me what are the two most important metrics, for me, it's red zone success rate and it's takeaways. And if they can stay on anything sort of the path that they're on right now, it's going to force other teams to need more volume and more effort to score the ball. It's going to create more opportunities, frankly, for turnovers. It's going to put the offense, obviously, in better positions to succeed. And we spent a lot of yesterday documenting some of the issues that are going on with the offense right now. And look, Jordan Stout, who to me is an extension of the defense, has been doing a great job with field position. right? And that started happening even before the turnovers started happening. Now you add turnovers on top of that, it's going to allow Monk to help offset that offensive line, to help offset the lack of explosion in the pass game, the lack of explosion in the run game. All right, well, give me a short field. Well, it's starting to happen.
Yeah, I say it all the time and bring it up a ton whenever we talk about the Steelers, where, look, those couple of games, whether it's against the Patriots or it's against the Colts, you give up all those yards, you force five or six turnovers, you're going to win that football game pretty much 99 times out of 100, should be 100 times. And with this Ravens defense this year, I'm with you 100%. Jason, where it's red zone, and look, the Vikings were 2 for 3 in that game. The last one, Nate Wiggins in the back of the end zone, the side, but still in this win streak, it's 5 for 14. Offense is converting, which you will take that every single day of the week. And in terms of the correlation year over year in terms of turnovers forced, there is none, because you can go back to 2023 when this team led the NFL in takeaways. And then last year they were, what, bottom 10. This year they are coming in bunches. And you look at this three-game stretch since the bye week in terms of turnover differential. It was really impressive against the Bears because they were forcing a ton of turnovers heading into that game during that four-game winning streak. Ravens didn't turn the ball over at all. You won the turnover battle there. Now, the Vikings and Dolphins, they're both tied for third worst in the NFL on turnover differential. So is some of this the opponent? We shall see. But it's encouraging nonetheless. You went from minus 7 in turnover differential through the first five games to now you're even. In this stretch, which is huge.
And you talk about things steamrolling. Well, it should help the next 2 weeks. They play the Browns, and Dylan Gabriel, who we have started to document and will continue to document, he's not an NFL starting quarterback. And then you get Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor the following week, and we know that those either of those guys are not the high-level quarterback. So by that point, I guess the hope is you keep this train rolling, and now you've got some confidence, and as the schedule gets maybe a little tougher, you're still making plays.
And Jason, I think you made a great point, too, in terms of this year being different than last year, where the defense didn't force many turnovers, and it didn't matter because the offense was just unstoppable for the most part. Where now we know this offense has its limitations, where this year they need some of those short fields.
Yeah, I think... I mean, look, we remember what they emphasized more than anything else all offseason was these takeaways. Yes. I mean, my gosh, we just played clip in May and June and OTAs and mini camps, and it's really the dead of the football calendar. And that was the thing that this defense was talking about even more than sacks and quarterback pressures and everything else, was just we got to get our hands on the football. We have to take the ball away. And that wasn't happening early in the year, and it started to. And I think it can continue. I mean, look, even in that game, Roquan Smith makes a play on the ball. I do think they got the call right in the end, but it was close enough that they had to fret over it. We hadn't seen a whole lot of that. Yeah. Like, it just seems like...
And they ran gassers after
it. This isn't like it's just Marlon punching a ball loose. Now Malachi Starks is on a little bit of a roll. Kyle Hamilton and all those tip balls. You keep tipping 5-6 balls a game, one of them is going to end up in your guy's hands. Might even be a D-tackle. They all count the same.
The bulk of them came, of course, in that Vikings game. But the past three games, the Ravens have 20 passes defensed. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's impressive. If you're just tuning in, Ravens back on the practice field. No Lamar Jackson on the field. No Justice Hill, Jay Higgins, Marlon Humphrey, Rashad Bateman. Bateman and Higgins will not play this week. We'll see about Marlon. Remember, Harb said it depends on whether or not he has the finger surgery. If he decides to play with it, he'll keep going. If not, he'll probably miss a week or two. But Lamar will probably be the one that people are most concerned about, obviously, and we'll find out from Harb's. I will tell you, the Justice Hill of it all, he was on the opening kickoff. And it looked like he came off a little ginger after he got tackled on that return. He came back in the game and played, ended up scoring a touchdown. But I wonder if they're just giving him a day off his feet, because he did finish the game. But it looked like he kind of tweaked something early in that football game.
Yeah, look, we'll hear from Harbs and some players through the course of the day, and we will get you that information and that sound later in the show.
Guest-wise on today's show, we will talk Ravens and NFL with Mark Ross from NFL Network at 2:30. We'll get our college football best bets with our friend Tim Murray from VSiN at 3:30. and Aditi Kinkabwala. Nobody knows the AFC North like Aditi. She's from CBS. She joins us at 4:30.
Yeah, excited to check back in with Aditi. The state of she lives in Pittsburgh, obviously. The state of affairs in Pittsburgh is always of interest here.
Yeah.
We're getting down to the nitty-gritty in the college football season and college basketball starting to heat up in earnest. We'll talk to Tim Murray about that stuff. Yeah, we'll see what Mark Ross thinks of the resurgent Ravens defense.
Coming up next, though, speaking of that defense, Kyle Hamilton. Is it possible he's the most important player on this football team? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A rookie takes more than 7 games in the NFL to get adjusted. You know, he is progressing just fine, and, you know, it's no surprise to us. You see that in the offseason. You know, he's 21, I think, years old, but he acts like a 31-year-old. Like, he's been in it for 10 years, and he's back there making calls. He's back there encouraging guys in the locker room, all this stuff, and you can see why he was so high on the Ravens board, and I'm
So that's Kyle Hamilton talking about his partner at safety. Well, one of them, because they do play 3 safeties. But he's talking about Malachi Starks. And it takes a while to adjust the NFL. Kyle Hamilton knows that as well as anyone, because I'm old enough to remember Marcus Peters chewing him out on the field during that Dolphins debacle his rookie year. And now Kyle Hamilton, it's quite possible he's saving their season 2 years in a row doing 2 different things. If I ask you, is he the most important Raven? I guess you can push back with Lamar is the most important Raven. But next to Lamar Jackson, is Kyle Hamilton the most important player on this football team?
I think he absolutely is. I don't think there's a whole lot of question about that, especially now that they're in a world that doesn't include Nnamdi Madubuike. And Jones is playing well.
Yeah.
But if you were to say they had to play a period of time without Madubuike and without Kyle Hamilton, I would say, well, this isn't even the same defense again, and we're probably back to where we were in late September, or, you know, early October, which was adrift at sea, which was
It was bad.
A team you could run on and throw on and do it. You could beat them on first, second, and third down. You could beat them between the 20s. You could beat them in the red zone. I think we start having to look at something like that. He is kind of multiple football players in one. Saying all that, they should know him better than anybody, and they should know his importance to the defense around the box more than anybody. So the fact that they're like...
Well, they did this in season again.
Three safeties. Yeah. Bah! Who needs it?
Yeah.
We'll just play Kyle back there.
We'll play Sanusi Kane.
Yeah. No, I think he absolutely is. And obviously the quarterback is its own category.
Mm-hmm.
But like, could they beat some bad teams with Snoop?
Well, they beat the Bears without Lamar.
Now, could they do it week after week after week? No. But like, as a one-off, a couple of weeks, I think maybe they could. And everybody, there's this thing where people elevate their play without a quarterback. But I think if you took Kyle Hamilton off this defense right now, with no Matt Ibike, especially, with Marlon about maybe to go under the knife for a few weeks. I mean, I feel like he's their best. I mean,
he's one of the best defensive players in football, Jason.
He's their best linebacker. He's their best safety.
Might be their best.
He's their best nickel. He's one of their couple of best pass rushers. And his presence affords the multiplicity of the entire playbook, and just it opens up all these opportunities for Orr that just aren't there when he's playing center field, or God forbid, he's off the field entirely.
He's the ultimate chess piece. He really is. And Ken, you're exactly right. He was playing a lot in the box to begin last year, and then they were giving up so many big plays. So, all right, we'll throw him back at safety for the majority of his snaps, settles down the defense. Then this year, he played 71% of his snaps the first 5 weeks before the Alohi Gilman trade at free safety. Like, since then, it's dropped off a cliff. And you look at all of these different spots in which he's lined up, according to NFL Pro, 204 snaps at free safety, 102 at slot, 112 at linebacker, 69 at edge.
No.
Like, he's playing all over the place. And what you're seeing this year especially, and this, of course, is just indicative of the lack of pass rush that they have gotten, he's on by far and away going to set a career high in terms of pass rush snaps and in blitzes. Yeah. He has 38 this season. His career high is 44. They are blitzing him tremendously, and he's been successful, a pressure rate of 21.1%. But that's kind of been a new wrinkle this year in his game, too.
Just look at the last week. We saw him blitzing. We saw him fake blitzing. We saw him put a chop move on a guard to force a throwaway, looking like a seasoned pass rusher. Oh, and on the double pass, he shot out of a cannon from one side to the other side, helping to force that play from preventing a first down. He basically is, he's everywhere they need him to be, essentially.
Yeah, and especially against some of these teams coming up where there's questions about their ability to push the ball down the field, and there's questions about their ability to create explosives. And I think he'll be blitzing. I think he'll be involved quite a bit.
Yes.
Like, if you think the Browns are going to run their offense through Judkins and short passes, and you know that this quarterback can't push the ball downfield, and we're getting into the weather portion of the season, I would think, and we've seen Kyle Hamilton menace the Browns before and knock balls to himself and pick it off back when the quarterback wasn't smaller than me.
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton towers over Dylan Haber.
Like, I think they would want to get him deployed around him as much as possible. And if it's still Fields after that, I would think you'd want him hunting, spying, containing Justin Fields quite a bit, which would mean he's got to have some free reign to play around behind the line of scrimmage.
Rick, go ahead, Bone.
No, I was going to say, and it's going to also be interesting, not only with Kyle Hamilton, but the defensive line in general. Was that just a one-week thing with all of those knockdowns at the line of scrimmage? Or could this continue against these smaller quarterbacks?
Ravens and Browns this Sunday, 4:25 kick, which means Baltimore Game Day on Sense of the pregame show starts at 1 here on The Fan. First hour, me and the Bone, and then Bone, Vinny Serrato, and Collins from Mike Preston, the second and third hours. Coming up next, though, Mark Ross, he's from NFL Network. Does he think the Ravens are back? Is he predicting they will win the division? We'll talk Ravens and NFL with Mark Ross from NFL Network next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan. Tomorrow will begin week 11 of the NFL season, so let's talk some NFL football as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Mark Ross is an NFL Network analyst. Commanders-Dolphins air Sunday at 9:30 a.m. from Madrid, exclusively on NFL Network and available to stream across devices with NFL Plus. Mark, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So the Ravens sit at 4-5. They're a game back of the Steelers in the AFC North. Are you buying the Ravens?
Well, I've been buying them for years because I picked them to win the Super Bowl the last two. So they need to be buying me. My predictions here to start coming through. So, yes, I mean, look, it looks like things are coming together again for them towards the end of the year. And when you look at the schedule, I mean, we've talked about it and everybody talks about the schedule, but I mean, it's real. I mean, when you look at that schedule and you're going down there and you're saying, okay, the toughest game is the New England game at home. And the rest of them, you think they're going to be favored, going into it. So they have it all in front of them. They could make a run here. They should make a run. So I'm 100% buying them, jumping back into the mix.
Mark, prior to the break, we were talking about Kyle Hamilton and the season that he's been having, probably going to make another all-pro team when the season is all said and done. Is it fair to say that he is, outside of Lamar Jackson, the Ravens' most important player?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, when you look at that side of the ball and everything coming together, you know, last year when they moved him, things came together. This year they move him again and things come together. So, yeah, he's just so versatile. He's just so unique at what he does. And, you know, some people, they're versatile. They don't do things at a high level with everything. It's like, okay, with the versatility doesn't matter if you don't do it at a high level. And that's what makes him so unique.
is that he does versatile things at a high level, and he makes everybody around him better. He makes the scheme better. He makes the coaches better just because, you know, he can do so many things like that and put everybody else in position, just like Lamar does on the offense, where he makes everybody better. Kyle Hamilton does that on the defensive side.
Well, Lamar obviously is a one of one, but the scope of this offense kind of looks and feels a lot different to us, Mark, than a year ago, where it's bombs away to Bateman and Likely, and you know it's Zay and Andrews underneath, and they're not a good team, you know, when they push the ball 15, 20 yards downfield this year, and Bateman hasn't done much. And now he's hurt, and we're you know, it's not as many explosives on the ground with Derrick Henry. And we're coming back to the offensive line and wondering how much can Lamar truly overcome and how much do they maybe need to change their spots a little bit, and I think it's kind of happening, and lean into 12 and 13 personnel and just keep the chains moving with the tight ends, let them be your hots, ball come out quick, you know, and we kind of go about our business that way.
Yeah, well, it's all dependent on what the defense does. So, you know, earlier this season when you're getting just last year when they're crushing people, but this year let's just use, when you have to get shootouts so that everybody on your defense can't stop anybody, then you have to be more aggressive. You have to open everything up. You have to have more of a high-risk offense. But, you know, if you look at some of the other teams, you know, look at that game, you know, Monday night, your defense is playing like that and grinding it out, your offense doesn't have to do much. So if the defense didn't keep playing at a high level, then it doesn't have to be, hey, we got to go into this game and score 30 to win. It's just, we just have to control the ball. And Lamar, you make plays when we need to and when they matter most, and just grind teams out that way. So it's all interconnected with the defense, I think. And if they start falling apart again, then you might have to start seeing a different Ravens offense. But if they can keep playing like this, then they have the personnel, Lamar, can just go say, hey, let's just go win games.
Talking with Mark Ross, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Mark, let's go to the other team in the AFC North that looks like it's going to be a two-team race in this division. We'll see if Joe Burrow shows up and the Bengals get back into it. But right now it looks like Ravens and Steelers. They got beat down by the Chargers Sunday night. How concerned are you about the Steelers and whether they can get this ship righted?
Well, I had concerns coming into the year. I mean, I wasn't buying the Steelers. I wasn't buying their personnel. I wasn't buying Aaron Rodgers at all. You know, typical of the Steelers, they jumped out early, got a good record going on, but to me, they were always seriously flawed, and it was only a matter of time before things started falling apart for them. And I think, you know, the Pittsburgh team that you see struggle is more indicative of who they are than that five wins. So, you know, you saw Aaron Rodgers, you know, how he looked the other night, and, you know, their defense, you know, outside of a game or two, you know, really couldn't stop anybody. You know, I don't think they have many playmakers on offense. So I think the Ravens will overpass them. I think you'll start seeing a lot of wins pile up for the Steelers. I mean, I could talk about the Ravens, but, you know, Cincinnati's always a problem, you know, but they've got Chicago, they've got Buffalo, they got to play at Baltimore, they got Detroit. So I just see a lot of, you know, Baltimore twice. So I just see a lot of wins that are going to start piling up for the Steelers.
Mark, let's assume that happens. And there's been rumblings about Mike Tomlin going back a couple years now with the late season collapses. We know they haven't won a playoff game since 2016. There's been some murmurs within the past week that maybe if things don't turn around the end of the year, could there be a trade to the Giants sending Mike Tomlin to New York? Would that make any sense for you?
Well, you know, I think Mike Tomlin is more appreciated outside the NFL than he is in Pittsburgh almost. I mean, yeah. I have a lot of friends and family in Pittsburgh, and even kind of 5 years ago, they're like, get rid of this guy. We can't. It's a terrible thing. What? You know, he's one of the best coaches in football. But, you know, Pittsburgh is just known for their stability, and I think that is going to play into his favor. And I don't think there's a realistic chance, no matter how the season ends up, that they'll get rid of him. And I'm not sure how much they'll actually entertain a trade. But it is – you may at times – some coaches need a fresh start. I was with, you know, Philly with Andy Reid. I wasn't there towards the end. I was – but – I was with the Giants at that point, but you know, now Andy Reid leaves Philly and gets a fresh start in Kansas City, and you see what happens. And, you know, something like that could be a good thing for Mike Tomlin. Just, you know, the voice there, they just need a change, and another team gets that. And, you know, even a Sean Payton, you see what he's doing there with Denver. And, you know, towards the end with Saints, it got a little rough when Drew Brees left. And but now here he is, has a fresh start, and, you know, he's showing that he's still one of the great coaches. So that could be a realistic possibility from all sides of it.
Joe Burrow, if they lose this game, and I don't know that they're going to sweep Pittsburgh. We were here in Thanksgiving. That sounded crazy. Now, the guy who said Thanksgiving is saying more like probably. Yeah, probably more like December. But, Mark, he is the franchise. They are going to keep one of the receivers long term. Well, I mean, they got the two receivers kept long term, but, like, the offensive line needs a lot of help, and the defense is abject failure. Can they really risk Joe Burrow playing glorified exhibition games and going into another offseason injured when they can't seem to keep him healthy when the games really do matter?
Yeah, and that's the problem with the Bengals, is that the offense is not the problem. I mean, they go out there and they just go, like, all right, let's get the old man back in here and just put 40 up. It doesn't matter. And it's, the defense is horrible. And I thought that coming into the season, like, the problem's not going to be offense. Yeah. It's this defense is, it's just terrible. I mean, it's atrocious. And so, yeah, you know, what are you really playing for getting Joe Burrow in there? If the offense was not doing well, then you just try to rush him back in there. But, you know, since they're putting up 30 plus every game, you know, it's the last three games, like, he's not going to save the offense. He can't play. He can't rush the passer. He can't cover anybody. You know, he can't call out. He can't be a Kyle Hamilton for that defense.
Right.
So, it's I don't see the risk reward of putting him back in there and furthering his injuries.
Mark, let's finish with this. In the AFC, it seems like it's been Kansas City and then Buffalo and Baltimore dominating the top of the conference for a few years now. Are we living in a world where none of these three teams are going to be the one seed when we get to January football? And is it possible that both the Chiefs and the Bills are not division winners?
I mean, Patriots are. I mean, Patriots are legit, you know, and I had high hopes for them coming into the season. And so they are absolutely legit. And, you know, I think the Chiefs, Denver's got such a big game lead on them right now as far as the wins, you know, three wins more. And the Chargers are, you know, doing well. And it's a possibility. I think all three of those teams in the West will make it: Broncos, Chargers, Chiefs, and then Patriots, Bills for sure. But, you know, right now I would say pick the Patriots just because the Bills have shown a lot of flaws. And I think Kansas City will right themselves. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun down to the end. These playoffs are going to be highly competitive on both sides. And it's wide open on both sides.
Mark Ross, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it.
Sure thing. My pleasure.
Mark Ross, an NFL Network analyst. Check out Commanders and Dolphins. That's Sunday at 9:30 a.m. live from Madrid, exclusively on NFL Network and available to stream across devices with NFL Plus. Coming up next, we continue talking NFL Football League at large, and we start looking at Week 11. We'll hear from Andy Reid, Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton as they start looking towards Week 11 next here on The Fan.
Yeah, sir. And I mean, you know, in this league, I mean, every game's important, and so you've got to stay focused on that. And it doesn't matter what you project or what's happened before. You learn from your past and take care of what's going on today. We'll get the players back tomorrow, and then we're all in on Denver. So that's kind of where we're at. Is there an urgency? There should be an urgency every week. I that's how this league is. There's too much parity in this league not to have urgency every week.
So that's Andy Reid talking about a sense of urgency as the 5-4 Chiefs take on the 8-2 Broncos this weekend. Before we start discussing this game, Beltway Ben, cut 36. Sean Payton, the other coach in this matchup, talks about how beneficial that mini bye, remember they played on Thursday, was ahead of this matchup.
Yeah, look, I think the schedule comes out. You play him when you play him. I felt when the schedule came out, the challenge would be the Monday night Cincinnati short week Eastern time zone Philly game, and obviously Philly being a real good opponent. And you know, to get through that stretch. I was just having this conversation earlier. It's amazing how quickly it feels like this stretch of 6-7 weeks have gone by, and you're just in you get in a routine. So having this mini weekend, especially with Kansas City coming off a bye, look, it'll be an important game. Obviously, it's a divisional game, and you know, we'll be ready to go.
So the 5-4 Chiefs at the 8-2 Broncos. If the Broncos win in this game, the Chiefs are sitting at 500. Maybe looking at a possibility of not making the playoffs. That's crazy talk. But what do you think of this matchup?
I think the Chiefs are still very much alive here. Okay, so the Chiefs play at Denver.
Mm-hmm.
They have 3 road games remaining after that. At Dallas.
Yeah, no defense.
I like their chances.
Yes.
At Tennessee.
I like their chances.
And at the Raiders.
Yeah, that's 3 wins.
So if they win this one, we think it's very reasonable that they don't lose on the road again the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They've got 2 left with Denver. So if they sweep Denver, right, now we're coming up on 10, 11 wins. Do we think the Chargers are going to sweep them? Chargers beat them in a weird game in Brazil, right? Now they get to host the Chargers in a 1 o'clock start with no Alt and no Slater.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what the state of their run game is. I guess what I'm saying is,
still think they can win this division.
I still think they can win this division.
Wow.
Well, they're still the Super Bowl favorites, yeah. Right? Despite being 5-4, I thought I saw that.
A little bit this week on Chiefs to win the division +160 and Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl +300. I mean, it's Andy Reid coming off a bye. It's a perfectly timed bye going into this Denver game. I like Denver's offense more last year than this year. Like, if they could get last year's offense with this year's defense, I do think Denver would be a super team. But that's not how it works. And Bo Nix is in his own head. And I think Bo Nix is struggling with the weight of expectations. Yeah. And that sophomore slump can be a very real thing. And with no Surtain this week, I don't think they're beating Kansas City 10-9. Like, I just look at Kansas City's schedule and I look at their flaws, right? And do I think they have enough pass rush? Do I think they have the pass rush they want? Do I think they will regret not doing more at the deadline? They might. But I think they probably got enough to sweep Denver. And then you look at the rest of their games. Like, yeah, I mean, they ought to play the Colts, but they host the Colts.
Yes.
That's a dome team having to go outside, chance for some weather. I'd rather face Daniel Jones right now than the Daniel Jones we saw in a dome in September and October. I kind of feel like
it also
Denver didn't run away and hide enough is what I kind of feel like. And Denver has been pretty lucky.
That's what I was going to say. It feels like Denver is due for a loss. Like, they've been skating.
They're
by.
Like Kansas City last year. They win all these one-score games. Yes. They win all these games decided by 3 points or less. But I don't know. Denver's now the hunted. I don't know.
And you're right. Bo Nix has looked terrible of late.
Yeah, now look, I think the Chiefs are going to look back on that loss to the Bills and be like, what was that all about? Like, that shouldn't have happened. But I'm not sure they're losing on the road again.
And with that game, Mahomes just played really bad. He played 50% of his
Buffalo
passes.
Buffalo had like, a pass rush that we've never seen before.
And James Cook went nuts. Like, it was.
I thought Reed could have gone jumbo and bring in an extra offensive lineman and do some things. Like, don't get me wrong. This is a flawed Chiefs team. This is still not a Chiefs team from like 3 years ago. But I think I think it's feasible. Like, they could run the table.
Yeah. We could be sitting here in a month plus and they're 13-4. And we're like, oh, okay. Stay in the division. The Chargers, they beat the Steelers. They are in Jacksonville to play the Jaguars on Sunday. Let's hear from Jim Harbaugh. He talks about that win Sunday night against the Steelers.
I think I like the most. I mean, I like wins that are decided by great preparation, great strategy, you know, finesse. But the best to me are the physical ones, you know, won by heart and grit and guts. To me, those are the best, and that's what this one was. And I just feel like our team's got hearts of champions. And now, you know, this next week going forward, our best performance is going to be needed. But yeah, I love these kind of these kind of wins.
They beat down the Steelers, and Aaron Rodgers looked terrible in that game. And he's, I guess, Harbs. Oh, sorry. We don't call him Harbs. No. Jim Harbaugh.
Somebody probably does.
Yeah, I don't know. Anybody calls him that. Jim Harbaugh is feeling himself a little bit.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to get to the butt because he likes smash mouth football. He likes old school, yeah, finesse. Yeah, maybe he kind of likes it begrudgingly. But, no, they beat the Steelers at the Steelers game. And he did it without his tackles. Now, I don't know that he's going to be able to do that all the time, and I still do wonder about the scope of this Chargers offense, especially when they have to go on the road. And I know that was kind of like a road game, but still, it wasn't the travel, it wasn't weather, any of that stuff. I think they take care of business against Jacksonville. But their quarterback's been hit an awful lot, and whatever you want to call him, Coach H, I don't know. Mr. Khakis, I guess we're not going to call him Harbs.
Yeah. I don't like Mr. Khakis.
I think he's got to be a little concerned about the beating that his quarterback's taken.
And even though they held up better than we thought, Herbert, especially in the first half of that game, was getting hit a lot against Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, he got hit a ton. Quickly, the Giants going to Jameis Winston, Jason. I guess we're at the end of the Russell Wilson story.
Yeah. Look, I think they've got to do something to sort of throw their fans a bone here. And the season's over. The coach is fired. We're going to win 5 or 6 games tops again. Everybody's hurt, right? The quarterback's hurt. The wide receiver's hurt. The running back's hurt. Everybody you like to see play is hurt. And our defense isn't as good as we thought it was going to be. But if they were going to run Russ out on top of that, right? So all that's going wrong. Like, that's who we are. Mm-hmm. And we're going to shove this quarterback that you hate, that you boo when you see him warming up on the sidelines, just thinking he might come into the game. We're going to shove him down your throat for 4 quarters. No. Can't do it. Won't do it. Like, let's at least lose differently.
Yeah, Jameis at least fun. Yeah, Jameis is fun.
No risk it, no biscuit. Yeah. Like, not Russ trying to protect his passer rating. Like, no. If we're going to lose, let's throw 3 picks and maybe get a couple splash plays as well. Like, yeah, I had to mix this up.
Ravens back on the practice field today. No Lamar Jackson. We'll hear from Harbs in a little bit. People are speculating it's one of those yearly illnesses with Lamar, as he did play and speak after the game on Sunday. Alas, assuming he's just out today with an illness, is it time for Lamar Jackson to start running the football more in these games? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.